Radio Prague News.
The three parties in talks in setting up a centre-right government have agreed to lower the number of committees as well as deputy posts in the lower house. The parties aimed at forming the next government will seek a written guarantee from the outgoing finance minister in connection with a controversial environmental tender. The actor, Vladimir Dlohy, well known for roles in both film and the theatre, has died at the age of 52. In view of the need to economize, the three parties in talks on setting up a centre-right government, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, have agreed to significantly reduce the number of committees in the lower chamber. They also decided on Monday to lower the number of deputy chairpersons in the lower house from 5 to 3. The position of House Chairman or Chairwoman will go to a Civic Democrat and the deputy posts to Topo 9, Public Affairs, and also to the Social Democrats, who are headed for the opposition. The Civic Democrats' new First Deputy, Miroslava Nemtsova, is being slated as a strong favorite for the post of House Speaker. The newly elected Lower House of Parliament is to meet for its first session on Tuesday. The heads of the three parties negotiating on the government will ask outgoing Finance Minister Eduard Janota for written confirmation that the Czech Republic will not be in danger of facing arbitration proceedings if it fails to choose a winner in its controversial environmental tender. The so-called super tender, worth an estimated 115 billion crowns, merges hundreds of smaller projects on cleaning up the environment, but has been strongly criticized by both activists and politicians for being potentially open to corruption. One of the parties negotiating on the new government, Topo 9, is in favor of scrapping it outright. The finance minister, Janota, suggested earlier that cancelling the tender would leave the country open to being sued by firms. Instead, he floated the idea that the government could simply fail to choose a final winner. The three firms out of an original six are in the running. A final decision on bids has to be taken by early December. The office of the Czech president has revealed that President Václav Klaus pardoned 10 people on Monday, most of the cases for, quote, humanitarian reasons. The news was released by the president's spokesman. Most of those pardoned were incriminated in the past for cases of fraud, theft, and other crimes. One of those is Yaroslav Prokop, who seriously injured another person while behind the wheel of his car. And he himself suffered injury and is now paralyzed from the waist down. Two others pardoned are foreign nationals, a Kazakh man who was to be deported, and a Ukrainian man who was caught driving under the influence. The actor Vladimir Dlohy, well known for roles in both film and the theatre, has died at the age of 52. He had suffered a short bout with serious illness, his family reported. Dlohy was recognized for his talent early after studying at the Prague Conservatory. He starred in his first film in 1970, directed by the late Karel Kahia. He went on to land roles in children's favorites Give the Devil His Due and the TV series Arabella, as well as films such as Boomerang and The Butners. He had recently completed work on a final project, Kajinek, about an infamous Czech prison escapee, directed by first-time director Petr Jakl. And finally, a quick look at the weather for the coming days. The coming days are expected to bring overcast skies with more rain and daytime temperatures of around 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the end of the news.